Welcome to the EdExcel GCSE Food Preparation and Nutrition Study Guide. I'm your tutor for this episode, and today we're diving into a topic that's at the heart of everything we do in the kitchen, cooking methods. Understanding how we cook food isn't just about following a recipe, it's about mastering the science behind it. In your exam, candidates who can confidently explain the why behind a cooking choice are the ones who secure top marks. We'll be exploring the three ways heat is transferred to food, the amazing chemical changes that happen as a result, and how this all affects the food's nutritional value and sensory qualities. So, let's get ready to turn up the heat on your revision. First, let's break down the fundamental science of how heat gets into our food. There are three methods of heat transfer, and you need to know them all. The first is conduction. Think of this as heat transfer by direct contact. When you place a steak in a hot frying pan, the heat moves directly from the metal into the meat. That's conduction. The second method is convection. This is heat transfer through the movement of liquids or gases. Imagine a pot of boiling water. The water at the bottom gets hot, rises, cools at the top, and sinks again, creating a current. This convection current is what cooks the pasta or vegetables within the pot. The same principle applies to an oven where hot air circulates to bake a cake. Finally, we have radiation. This is heat transfer through infrared waves. When you put bread under a grill, it's not touching the heat source and it's not in a hot fluid. Instead, energy waves travel from the grill element and are absorbed by the bread, causing it to toast. Understanding these three methods is the first step to explaining why we choose certain cooking methods for certain foods. Now, let's look at the incredible transformations that happen inside the food itself. When we apply heat, we're causing chemical reactions. Let's start with proteins, found in meat, fish, and eggs. In their raw state, proteins are like tiny, neatly coiled balls of string. As we heat them, they begin to unwind and lose their shape. The scientific term for this is denaturation, and it typically starts around 60 to 70 degrees Celsius. If we continue to apply heat, these unwound strands tangle up and form a solid, firm network. This is called coagulation. A perfect example is frying an egg. The clear liquid egg white denatures and then coagulates to become solid and white. Next up is starch, found in foods like potatoes, pasta, and flour. When starch granules are heated in a liquid, they absorb the liquid and swell up, eventually bursting to release starch molecules that thicken the liquid. This process is called gelatization, and it's how we thicken sauces and gravies. Finally, let's talk about browning. There are two key browning reactions you need to know. The Maillard reaction is a complex reaction between amino acids from proteins and sugars that occurs with dry heat, like when you grill a steak or bake bread. It creates that delicious brown crust and a huge range of flavor compounds. The other is dextrinization, which is the browning of starch. When you toast bread, the surface starches break down into smaller sugars called dextrins, which then brown. It's a simpler process than the Maillard reaction, but just as important for texture and flavor. Of course, cooking also changes the nutritional content of food. One of the most important things to remember for your exam is the effect of heat on vitamins. Water-soluble vitamins like vitamin C and the B-group vitamins are very sensitive. When you boil vegetables, these vitamins can leach out into the cooking water, which is then often thrown away. This means a significant amount of nutritional value is lost. This is why examiners love to ask about alternative methods. Steaming, for example, is a much better way to preserve these delicate vitamins. Because the food is cooked by the steam and not submerged in water, far fewer nutrients are lost. Fat-soluble vitamins like A, D, E, and K are generally more stable when heated. So, when you're asked to evaluate a cooking method, always think about its impact on the nutritional profile of the final dish. Now for some quick exam tips to help you maximize your marks. First, use the specific scientific vocabulary we've discussed. Don't just say the egg becomes solid. Say, the egg protein denatures and coagulates. Credit is always given for using precise terminology. Second, for those longer 12-mark questions, make sure you structure your answer to cover all the bases. A great structure is to discuss the science, heat transfer chemical changes, the nutrition, vitamin loss or retention, and the sensory attributes, changes in texture, color, and flavor. This ensures you're hitting all the assessment objectives. Now let's cover a few common mistakes candidates make. A big one is confusing dextrinization with caramelization. Remember, dextrinization is the browning of starch. Caramelization is the browning of sugar on its own, like when you make caramel. Another common error is saying that heat kills vitamins. Vitamins are chemical compounds, not living things. The correct term is that they are denatured by heat or leached into the cooking liquid. Finally, be specific about heat transfer. Don't just say an oven uses heat. Explain that it's the convection currents of hot air inside the oven that cook the food. Okay, are you ready for a quick-fire recall quiz? Let's test your knowledge. I'll ask 5 questions, and you can pause after each one to think of the answer. 1. What are the 3 methods of heat transfer? That's conduction, convection, and radiation. 2. What is the scientific term for proteins uncoiling when heated? Denaturation. 3. Which cooking method is best for retaining water-soluble vitamins like vitamin C? Steaming. 4. The browning of a grilled steak is a classic example of which chemical reaction? The Maillard reaction. And 5. What is the scientific term for the process where starch granules swell and thicken a liquid? Gelatinization. How did you do? If you got all 5, fantastic. If not, just rewind and listen to the core concepts again. So, to summarize today's session, we've learned that cooking is all about controlling heat transfer, whether by conduction, convection, or radiation. This heat triggers crucial scientific changes in proteins, denaturation and coagulation, and carbohydrates, gelatinization and dextrinization, which in turn affect the food's sensory properties and nutritional value. For your exam, the key is to link these concepts together. Explain how the method of heat transfer leads to specific chemical changes and why that makes the food safe, palatable, and nutritious. Keep practicing applying these principles to different foods, and you'll be well on your way to achieving top marks. Thanks for listening, and happy revising.